pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Hour number two underway. Thank you for listening to the program on this Thursday morning, 6 minutes after the hour. Still a couple on the program today. In the 11 o'clock hour, you'll want to tune in for former State Senator Dick Brubaker, a friend of mine. I think you'll really enjoy him. He's entertaining. We're going to talk about just the national political scene, some things going on within the state. Also, I think a lot of you are going to be very interested in this guest, Mobile City Councilman Fred Richardson will be with us, running for mayor. Ought to be a very intriguing interview, to say the least, so hopefully you could stay tuned. But join us on the line now, a friend of mine. He represents areas around Birmingham and the Alabama State Senate. Dan Roberts joins us. Senator, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Jeff. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Senator, how's everything? First off, before we get into the nuance of state politics, how's life treating you with COVID? How's your family and how's your district doing?
Doing well. The challenges that are very similar to they're being faced around the state, our schools are open, so striving to keep the virus at bay and following plans. Most of the high schools in my area in Jefferson County have opened up and are going on an A-B schedule. So that's good news, and they seem to be doing well. So my grandchildren have started back there. And so it's a red-letter week last week getting started, and the kids were excited, teachers were excited, and to try to figure out how this new normal is going to work. But getting back together in person it was the objective, and that's being accomplished.
Senator, we had Phil Williams from the Alabama Policy Institute on earlier this week and talk about the need for a special session, and kind of went down the roster of people. There's not very many of you that are very willing to speak out about a special session and the need for it, but you were on that list, it seems, primarily because we're going to be confronted with a tax burden at the state level if the legislature doesn't fix it, and waiting till 2021 may be pushing it for some people.
Jeff, it does. As we all know, the CARES Act provision, and that's the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Securities Act, which provided for the $1,200 stimulus to each individual and then $500 per child on top of additional $600 for unemployment. Those things have come in, and then you had the payroll protection program to ensure corporations were allowed to, and encourage and help corporations who were struggling to be able to keep employees employed. The goal of that from the federal level is that those dollars will not be taxed on our federal returns. The challenge is working with our Department of Revenue, the executive branch, Governor Ivey's staff down. No one intends to tax that. That's the intent. But right now, we don't have a mechanism to do that statutorily, which would be by law. So the objective is to get together. And one could argue, well, you could do that. We go back February the 2nd. But if we wait till February the 2nd, we all know that our W-2s, K-1s, 1099s all come out in January. So I don't believe our Alabama Society of CPA individuals and others that produce that want to do it twice. Well, so that's why we would want to do this and get it correct first time.
In addition to that, Senator, there's no guarantee that you're going to do this on the first day of session. It may take a while to get that passed. So I would assume that, like, as ambitious as it may seem, that, you know, we gavel in on February 2nd, then maybe by the 5th, there's no guarantee that that could happen.
No. It's a minimum of 5 days for a bill to become law. So you're absolutely right. So the impetus of this is to get this settled, and that's where, to me, late fall makes a whole lot of sense to call us in to do not only this bill that we've worked hours with Alabama Society of CPA and other major tax groups to get it worded correctly, how these things are handled. And there's still a few little details to be ironed out. And so we're going to handle that with just following whatever the Fed says they will do on the federal level, we'll do on the state level. But it's critical, in my opinion, that we get this done prior to the new year beginning at the latest.
Yeah, but how optimistic are you, or have you heard from any of your colleagues? There seems to be kind of a chilling effect underway. A lot of members are not speaking out about this. I saw you from Upper Birmingham, my friend, State Representative Arnold Mooney, talking about it. Just getting the ball rolling on this. What do you think the prospects are?
Well, I think the governor has a really challenging decision to make here. And I think it will be predicated on how the virus is doing as we move along into the fall. If it's not looking well, then I think that's going to make it very difficult for us to come back. Just the physical constraints that we have in the statehouse to gather make social distancing really a challenge. You've been there, Jeff. You know what it's like.
Right.
And to keep a safe 6-foot distance is almost doable in the Senate chamber, but in the House chamber, it would be very challenging. And the Speaker did a tremendous job in May when we came back with all the work that it took to pull that off. It was still challenging. So the people need this done, and so I think that's the impetus for this, along with the limited liability bill that needs to pass. And then we've got some other economic stimulus bills that come out of the Commerce Department that need to be looked at. So there are some very valid reasons to come back.
Do you think it will happen? The governor, the Speaker of the House, and Pro Tem Marsh don't sound very optimistic, just based on a Montgomery Advertiser report from last week.
I understand. I think it's a dynamic decision, and I think they will base their decision on how the virus is, what the status of that is as we move along the next few months.
Well, I guess the possibility...
Everyone's aware of the need.
Right. I guess the possibility is that maybe we see kind of a drop in some of these metrics to pertain to COVID-19, and then you can maybe work something in later in the year, November, December, perhaps?
That seems fairly logical to me to do it later in the fall. I would agree with that.
Well, you know, there is a notion out there that the governor would be reluctant to call it a special session just out of fear that she would set the call and there are these parameters but the legislature might come in and try to override and take away some of her executive authority. Do you think this could be done without that being an issue, that the powers that be could come to some kind of consensus and say, we're only going to deal with this aspect?
Well, our leadership did a great job of that, Jeff, as we went back in May, and there was a good bit of pushback because we could have taken care of multiple issues when we were back May the 4th for that week that could have been dealt with, but there had been an agreement put together prior to us getting there between the leadership of both chambers, and that agreement was held firm. And as a result of that, nothing moved but budgets and local bills. So I think what this would take would be a meeting of the minds of the leadership of both chambers, both majority and minority leadership, coming together and saying, okay, this is what we're going to do. And I think that is doable. Look, our leadership can do a great job. And if they can pull this together, then I think it would work to come in. You may have some that want to change that agenda some once they arrive, but look, our leadership is in leadership for a reason, and I think to accomplish these tasks would benefit Alabamians tremendously, and I think it's possible.
Joined by State Senator Dan Roberts, represents folks in Jefferson County near Birmingham. Senator, do you see any need to address anything else beyond this taxation issue? You know, people talk about prisons, obviously liability immunities up there are dealing with COVID-19. Do any of these other things need to be talked about in a special session in the future, potential special session, I should say?
Well, from where I sit, and understand I don't have a 360-degree view of what everyone is working on, but from where I sit today, Jeff, I think taking care of the non-taxation of the CARES and PPP funds. Worded correctly, I think dealing with the limited liability are some of the top two, and then what Secretary Canfield is working on would be number three. And there may be some other issues that would be appropriate to deal with there, but I'm not sure the list would be extremely long.
Yeah, when you the Secretary Canfield, Greg Canfield issues that you're referring to, I assume the economic development things,
yes.
Items that are about to lapse later this year.
Yes, sir. Those lapsing will create a gap that's probably not acceptable for the situations that Secretary Canfield is working on today and will be working on, and we don't want to miss opportunities for growth in our state.
I mean, can it be done? Just thinking, could you say, well, we're going to negotiate a deal, but it'll be contingent on you guys when you get back in February to pass this retroactively? I mean, is that even legal, or would, do you think, it require the legislature to act?
On which part of that, Jeff?
On the economic development, on anything negotiating between now and next year.
It might could be. I've not been in those conversations, so I can't really speak to that. But it's possible that that could happen. I've just not been in those conversations.
It would be, I guess, similar to your issue with the taxation. You just tell people, just wait. Go ahead. We're gonna take care of this to try to settle some of those, I guess, the uncertainty aspects of this, because that's one thing businesses abhor is the uncertain future and what the what government might do, right?
Yes. Yeah, that I do see that could be a possibility, which would certainly squelch where we are with the uproar on this. But this is a major piece of legislation that needs to pass for business to function appropriately. Because, like I said, I've spoken with no one who intends for these to be taxed, but the way current law is, we've not had this before. The only thing similar was in 2009, a stimulus from the executive branch came out and legislation was passed for that, but it was not all-encompassing for going forward. So this would be somewhat similar to that.
In retrospect, should this have been done before you gaveled out this year? I know there was a bill on the table, but it didn't. Just like you said, they were very, very strict about what was up for consideration. Would this have probably been better handled back in May?
It could have been handled certainly back in May, but I believe that on principle an agreement was reached, and they decided that they would not violate that principle, and I understand that. And look, an individual's as good as their word, and at that point, word was given and a commitment, so I think they stuck to that, and I respect that tremendously.
And last question, you don't have to reveal any names or anybody, but are you getting much support on this from your colleagues?
I've had some meetings this week with some of my colleagues, and they're all in favor of it. And I talk with guys really every day, and yes, I think there's great interest in doing this.
Hey, Senator, I want to thank you for your time, this is very insightful. We appreciate it.
Jeff, you're welcome, and also remember that last year's bill, the SB 250, the Alabama Business Competitiveness Act, we've worked that and have it ready to go, and I think we're seeing tremendous buy-in on that, and that too would put Alabama business in a very competitive position to compete with our surrounding states, and we look forward to getting this passed next year.
We need to get you back on to talk about that and lay out what that is, because I think that's that Alabama Business Competitiveness Act is very intriguing and deserves some attention. But, Senator, as always, thanks for making time for us.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great day.
Well, Senator Dan Roberts from Birmingham joining us, talking about special session and the need to do something about the taxation on some of these CARES Act benefits. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Baking and baking every morning at 8. Make it to work, they're always late. Living by the job, paying their dues. Life in Dixie with these.